It's also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, Arvest is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.
Well, we want to go back to Cabot, Arkansas, on the campus of Cabot High School. Not home looking for the clean sweep of the evening. The Bomber Boys victorious in the first game of the evening. They took down the Beaver Badgers, 46-39. It's a ball game by Matt Jones and Wyatt Gilbert, combined for 31 points. As we're ready to roll, Lady Bombers will possess the ball to start the fourth quarter. Martin has it. They're facing a 2-3 zone. Got two girls on Anna Gray, seems like at all times. Jackson back on top of the paint. They swing it to Gilbert on the left side. To Martin in the corner. Thought about a three. Gives it to Gilbert on the wing. Gilbert now to Payne. Payne between the circles to Gilbert. Gilbert looking. Looking. Now to Jackson. Good speed behind the three-point line. Now to Gilbert on the left side. Back to Jackson. Trying to combat the 3-2 zone. They get it back to the middle. To Gilbert. They get it inside to Foreman. Foreman finds the cutting. Gilbert. Gilbert off the window. A lot of contact. Well, goes out of the rebound. Puts it back. Put it in the book. And sent her to the line. Kate Gilbert gets the and one to go. See her 12th point of the evening, waiting the free throw. I believe that's going to be on Adriana Green, his third foul. The fourth player for the Crimson Lions with three fouls. If the free throw's good. And Lady Bombers lead by 12. About a minute in here into this fourth quarter. Crimson Lions with the ball. Now they work through a left. Great defense from Jackson. They swing it. Miles lost the handle. Here's Gilbert. Gilbert with the right hand going up off the window. Won't go. Payne was there. Tipped it ahead. As we'll have a whistle on a jump ball. It's going to go back to McClellan. Great hustle by Lady Bombers. Ended up being 3-on-1 down there. But the ball will go back to Little Rock McClellan. Bridgewater walks it up. Bridgewater, 2 points on the evening. Excuse me, 3 points on the evening. Missed a free throw earlier. Now they give it to Miles. Miles guarded by Payne. Now she puts on the bet. Goes through two Lady Bombers. There's a whistle. Shot won't count. As they're going to call it on the floor. They're going to give it to Emily Payne, who's her second foul. Brown's going to throw it in. Into Raven Brown. Raven Brown's going to go to the right side into the paint. A lot of contact. Blocked by Martin. Tipped right to Anna Grace. Anna Grace comes up with the rebound. Martin pushing ahead. About 90 seconds into this fourth quarter. They give it to Martin in the corner. They find Anna Grace. Anna Grace puts up the shot. As we'll have a whistle until Anna Grace will have a couple free throws. That's on Shakira Brown. As they have a delay, that's their fifth personal foul. And that will deplete the roster even more as the Crimson Lions are now down to 5 players in uniform. Anna Grace going to shoot 2 free throws. First one on the way. Good. 41-28, Lady Bombers lead. 6:19 remaining in the ballgame. Second one by Anna Grace, good. The Bombers have only missed 1 free throw on the evening. As the Crimson Lions push ahead. So we have 1 player fouled out and 2 others with 3 fouls. As Bridgewater puts up the 3, missed it long, got her on the rebound, put it off the window, and good. I have Bridgewater. This is the 5th point of the evening. As a long outlet pass ahead to Foreman, missed it short of the rim, got the offensive rebound and put it back home. Anna Grace Foreman was wide open. He was passed at 60 feet, found it wide open, missed the first one, but got the second one. The Bombers now leading by 14. Carolina now holding it. They get it to Bridgewater. She puts up a three. Held it. Bridgewater. 5-4. She's got 8 on the season. A lot of pressure ahead. Martin gets it. Close it into Foreman. Foreman out the window. She's got it. Foreman, a one-woman wrecking crew. Another layup goes. 46-33, Lady Bombers lead, about 5 minutes left in the ballgame. As we have a whistle. And a timeout. We'll take one with him. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Well, that's here in Cabot, Arkansas, Lodum County. 5:08 remaining in the ballgame. Lady Bombers lead 46-33 in the ballgame so far for Andrea Foreman. She had 18 points. Dave Gilbert in Michigan is 13. Dave Gilbert and Mark Holm, pretty good players. Wyatt Gilbert and Kate Gilbert, of course, they are cousins. 5 minutes remaining in the ballgame. McClellan just holding it. Seeming unaware that they are down 13 points as they give it to Alaman. Alaman back in the ballgame. Green with it. Now she kicks it out to Bridgewater. Bridgewater puts up the three in his tip. Went right to a Crimson 9. Green comes up with it. Green now. Goes to her right. Back to her left. Picks up a dribble in the paint. They swing it over to Miles. Miles, she puts it three. High arcing shot. Hits the right side of the rim. Won't go. And it goes Foreman with the rebound. Martin pushes it ahead. Martin back to the right. On the right side of the floor. Martin kicks it out to Payne. Payne now working back to the left. Ball center now between the circles. Over to the left side, Jackson. Jackson back to Martin. Couple of pass fakes. They get it in the corner. Eighth, the spin move, getting into the paint. Kicks it out. Emily Payne tees up the three. She got it. Emily Payne from downtown. It's their fourth point of the evening, and the Lady Bombers lead by 16. Half 49-33 in my book. Now the scoreboard just shook as Alaman will drive along the baseline. Missed the layup. Payne comes up with it. There's a whistle and a foul. Gilbert will come back in. She'll give Emily Payne the fourth foul on Adriana Green. It'll be dangerous in terms of Miles. Only five players in uniform now. Jackson has her at the half court stripe back to Martin. Martin finally gets it across the timeline. Martin directing traffic. Martin looking. That's going to walk to her right. Gets past the defender. Look at the Yates, got 15 foot. Drives inside, met by two Crimson Lions. She's left and she fouled. She'll shoot a couple free throws. Itaya Bridgewater with her third foul. Severe foul trouble for the Crimson Lions as Green has four fouls. Brown and Bridgewater both have three. As Addison Yates will be at the free throw line. First one, good. Second one also good. So Addison Yates knocking down two free throws. LA Bombers are now up 18. Bridgewater now working. Couple crossover dribbles back to the left side. Brown. Brown back to Alaman. Over to Brown. They drive inside. They kick it out, and it's stolen by Payne. Payne pushing ahead. She'll pull it back out. She's met by three Crimson Lions. They get it to Gilbert. Gilbert picks up a dribble. They get across the timeline to Martin. Martin lost the handle, and it's a backcourt violation. I believe the official called a little early as nobody touched it, but it went out of bounds anyway. Abby Martin now into the game for the Lady Bombers. We're down to 2:45 left in the ball game. They swing into the right side to Green. Green driving inside. We have a whistle and a foul. I believe that's going to go on Emily Payne. It's her third foul. It's Leah Jackson and Addison Lee's fifth. Lady Bombers. Brown throw it in. They give it to Miles. Miles puts up the three. There's a whistle. She was fouled and she'll shoot three free throws. They're on Abby Martin. I believe Tyra Miles will shoot three free throws. Miles staring at the rim. Couple dribbles on the floor. Puts up the first free throw. Hit the right side of the rim, bounced out. Second of three coming up. Tyra's second one is with it. Actually, the third one. Miles, double dribbles at the free throw line. Up the free throw, off the heel of the iron, we have a whistle. And it'll be a lane violation. And Grace got in the lane a little early. As we'll have a substitution. The Haven Klinger and Andy Norcross coming into the game to get Emma Martin in. It's a great Foreman out of the ballgame. Lead up six for the rest of the time. Good effort by the both of them. Be the fourth free throw by Tyra Miles. As the fourth free throw on its way, good. 2:40 remaining. Lady Bombers lead by 16. Gilbert ahead to Northcross. Northcross holding the dribble. Gets it to Gilbert. Gilbert on the right side. Across the timeline. Between the circles. Over to Abby Martin. To Gilbert now. Gilbert looking. Now over to her right. Back after defender. Another defender. 2-3 zone. Still installed by McClellan. 2:20 remaining. Gilbert back to her left. Gets into the paint. Gives it to Northcross. Northcross gives it back to Gilbert. Northcross. Screen. Gilbert still has it. Gilbert back to her right. Lost the handle, got it back. Got 2 minutes remaining. We are in the ball game. Lady Bombers sneak into victory. Martin back to Gilbert. Gilbert back to Martin. Martin sneaks at the Payne. Payne on the right side. About the volleyball line. Holding the ball. Payne to the left, to the right. Couple crossover dribbles. Now, Sims gets it to Abby Martin. On contact, picks up a dribble over to Gilbert. Over to Haven Singer. Into Northcross. Northcross is whistled for a travel. And the Crimson Lions will get it back. 90 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Lady Bombers up 16. As the three-pointer on the way by Brown is good. Next shot to 13. Raven Brown with the triple. Hey, Lady Bombers just working it around. They're not even wanting to put up a shot. Payne's going to drive to her right, cross over dribble. Comes back. Payne now to her right. Hands it off to Gilbert. Gilbert now back to Payne. Less than a minute now. Payne. By Miles. Payne. There's her back out. Picks up a dribble, gives it to Gilbert inside the half court play. 42 seconds remaining. Gilbert now between the circle. Goes to her left. Gilbert going to drive inside. Met by two Crimson Lions. She's going to pull back out. Lost the handle. Met by three. Martin gets it inside to Northcross. There's a whistle and she traveled again. Thirty seconds remaining. There's a line getting to Miles. Miles driving. Keeps it out. Inside the two-point line. Jumper won't go. Abby Martin, the rebound. As Gilbert will lock it up. Down to 12 seconds across the half-court stripe. Now between the circles. Still pressure on the way. Down to 6 seconds. Down to 5 seconds. And the Lady Bombers have come to the Cabot Free Holiday Invitational. They take the first game. They win 51-38. They move on to the next round. We'll take a little break. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Topic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.